AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. You don't want to overreact. That's Homeland Security Secretary Jay Johnson talking about yesterday's forbidden ultralight flight that ended on the lawn of the U.S. Capitol with an arrest, not a shootdown. The pilot, a Florida mail carrier, was angry about the influence of money in politics. Our Sandy Kozel is in Washington.
In an interview with the Tampa Bay Times before his flight, Doug Hughes told the paper he sees himself as a showman patriot, a mix of Paul Revere and the legendary circus owner P.T. Barnum. The stunt involved delivering letters to all members of Congress to draw attention to campaign finance corruption. The FAA said the pilot had not been in contact with air traffic controllers and was not authorized to enter restricted airspace.
Secretary Johnson says he apparently flew in under the radar, literally. The number of Americans applying for unemployment is up for the second week in a row, but it's still close to the lowest level in nearly 15 years. Our Ben Thomas reports from Washington that home building is slowing down in many areas compared to last year.
Spring is typically considered the buying season in the real estate market, but home builders are taking a relatively cautious approach. The Commerce Department says they broke ground at a seasonally adjusted annual rate of 926,000 homes last month. Still, after a cold and snowy winter, the pace of construction is picking up in the Northeast and Midwest.
The unemployment rate for young adults with a college degree is up to 12.4%, though many recruiters expect hiring this spring to be strong. The former student accused of killing a man on a North Carolina community college campus says he did it. 20-year-old Kenneth Stansel says the man made sexual advances toward his 16-year-old brother. Stansel says he hates gay people and doesn't care if he goes to prison for life. The Dow is down 21 points. This is AP Radio News. 3 years ago, in a controversial decision, the Vatican took control of a group of nuns here in the U.S., accusing them of taking positions that undermine the church's teachings on many issues, while promoting what the Vatican called radical feminist themes incompatible with the Catholic faith. Now, the Vatican has unexpectedly ended its takeover of the group. Our Nicole Winfield is in Vatican City with what's going on here.
They were taken over by the Vatican in 2012 because the Vatican found that there were grave doctrinal problems with the group, with its publications, with its conferences, and they ordered an overhaul. They ordered them to rewrite their statutes. They ordered them to make sure all of their publications were cleared.
Retired Pope Benedict is celebrating his 88th birthday today with a party at his old papal summer residence, and with a pint of beer. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.